This is the review show on the Anfield Rapids. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to talk you through Alisson Becker 2, West Bromwich Albion 1. It's an incredible way to finish a game of football for Liverpool Football Club. It keeps them on track for the Champions League. It's an absolute minefield of emotions and context that we're going to try and get through. Neil, we'll start where we always start, with a day after, so we've got a bit of a lid on it. In contrast to your celebrations at the moment, which were welcomed. I think the first thing to note, and it's not a sour note, but it's very much a relevant note and a realistic note, is that Liverpool are very quickly getting to the point where they are completely running on fumes. They're stumbling over the line. They're feeding off scraps in terms of resources. All of the cliches. The manager has to pray now that no one else gets a knock first. But secondly, I think he's clearly of the opinion and of the realisation that he's probably got about 13 tops players to run with for the next week.
I think that's the case. I think he's made noises that he expects Milner and Oxlade-Chamberlain to be back for Burnley. I wonder if he just ruled them out completely because he felt as though it was what he had to do. Could be wrong, but it's interesting, the situation he now finds himself in. I think, you know, he's ruled Jota out, he's ruled Kabak out. It feels as though there's other footballers he's just got no interest in turning to under any circumstances. So that's where you got, for instance, Tsimikas, and that's not me, really, that's not me making a slight upon Tsimikas. It's more just sort of the situation that is in front of us. I think it was interesting how early he went Shaqiri. Which suggests he feels as though he needs a Shaqiri around what it is that he's doing. And ultimately, I think he is absolutely, you know, he knows that this is where he is. What I would say is that he's been here before, and I think that's an important sort of thing to remember. You know, we've ended a couple of seasons now like this, so he's got Genie, who doesn't start. He's got Shaqiri, who doesn't start. He doesn't use anybody else. If you look at the rest of the bench, it's clear why. And then he's hoping to be able to add Milner back in and Oxlade-Chamberlain back in. And I think both of them will have a part to play across the remaining two games, along with Wijnaldum and Shaqiri. And apart from that, that's it. That's where he is. That's what it's about. And he's got to work it out from there, and he's got to work it out minute by minute and game by game.